I have, you know...
Well, do you fall asleep at times you don't want to fall asleep and things like that?
I fall asleep, and I'll find myself separating, but yet, and, you know, eventually I will separate and buzz around the house for, who knows, could be seconds, could be minutes. I'm not, you know, I can't tell. But it's what bugs me, I'm into spirituality, and what bugs me is the fact that I want to go through with it, but when it happens, I'm really scared that I won't come back. And I wonder how I can, you know, since it's going to happen, if it's happening, how I can possibly deal with it at the moment. Because at that moment, I'm conscious that I can't breathe. I know where I am. But yet,
it's a perfectly normal experience that you're going through. And as far as how to deal with it, really the only way that you can get over this is to do it a number of times, because that panic is coming over you because you think that you have to be in a physical body, or that there's something going to happen to it, or that you can't survive without it. So, I know I went through that same experience many times. And instead of looking at it as something to dread, I actually enjoy the different experiences that I go through. And sometimes they sneak up on you. As though, you know, you mentioned you had difficulty breathing or something like that. But this is a stage that you'll go through, so just go along with it several times.
When you guys travel, if somebody was to come in, let's say if you were just lying on your bed and decided you wanted to, you know, travel out of your body, if someone were to come and check on your body, would he find a heartbeat, a pulse, or...
I would say that if somebody's going to check on your body, chances are you would be back in their body before that would ever happen.
They would disturb you.
You wouldn't have to worry about it.
They would disturb you, and that would bring you back instantly.
Right, right. The difficulty is in staying out of the body, and any slight disturbance many times just brings you back right away.
Justin, I want you to be careful about the use of that term, narcolepsy. Find out if that is an ailment that you have, because it can be a serious one and needs to be treated and can be treated. Instead of listening to your friends, see a doctor on that. But again, from what I have heard, you're not experiencing anything unusual.
And another thing I want to ask, I'm an atheist. Now, I think it was Jerry Jim said he's a Christian.
I'm everything.
He's everything. Yeah. He's everything.
Do you conceive as there when you're out of your body? I'm sure one of the first things I would, you know, once I learned, hopefully learned to control it, is if there is a God, you know, supposedly there is a God, would I see more? Being an atheist, would I interpret what I see in my way?
You'd get some new education, I think.
Whether you're Christian, non-Christian, or an atheist, all of those different types of beliefs will not stop you from projecting out of the body. And atheism may change a little bit in the fact that you're now going to be able to observe the universe and all the many different other things that are in it, and it may open up maybe a new reverence or a new way to look at it, such that you realize that the universe is much, much larger than you ever dreamed of.
That's the whole point. I realized that when I, you know, like to sit out by myself, I realized I try to touch what I would touch my origin, where I came from, what it was, you know, where all things come from, be it God or whatever.
Well, you know the old saying,
the essence of creation, what it is, the seed, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, everybody's looking for that origin. And, of course, you remember the old saying that if you know yourself, you will then know God. So that's the direction to look.
I think, Justin, it might be quite interesting to you in that you've had some experiences in being able to move into the other realm, the out-of-body realm, even though you've just flitted around in your house a little bit, to go on outside, and you will find helping hands along the way when you're in that realm, and you will go to school, and you will learn some things, and all of us will. About all of our belief systems that we have, all of them are manufactured in the mind of man, and that wasn't the mind that manufactured the universe. And you can come closer to that.
One last quick thing. Is there any way you can influence physical world when you're in your spirits? Can you appear to people that you want to, like if you're in your spiritual form,
you know, that's
want to appear to Gaddafi and give him a heart attack?
I doubt if you could do that, but that is a good question, Justin, and I'd like for the guys to answer that. But we want to take just a little break. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind on Talkle. If you're in the out-of-body state, we want that answered quickly in just a moment.
We all live with pain, and like me, you...
...separated from our physical self. We call it the out-of-body experience. Ever heard of that? Well, listen. Because we have two masters of that particular art, Jerry Gross and Jim Voigt of Search and Prove, their organization in St. Paul, Minnesota, they're on the line with us tonight. And Justin is on the line. He had asked a good question when we had to stop and do a lot of business here about can you influence, when you're in the out-of-body state, gentlemen, the activities of the physical?
That goes for Jerry. Yes, I think he's pretty good at that.
Okay, Jerry, you're on.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yes, because...
Well, now, Jim, we pinched me, and... I never did know it.
Yeah, you didn't use enough energy for it.
I see.
But I know I had a daughter that was doing poorly in school. And,
can you speak up just a little bit, Jerry?
I had a daughter. She was doing not too good in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to her in the physical, and, you know, when they're in the teenagers, it goes in one ear and out the other.
Well, that doesn't sound very normal.
At night, I'd worked with her.
In the out-of-body state?
Out-of-body. And she didn't realize I was doing this. And on our next report card I got, she went from where she was down to a D average. I brought her up to a C, and after that, I got her up to a B average for the whole... the rest of the year.
Well, whenever you say you worked with her in the out-of-body state, was she out-of-body and you working with her in a spiritual level?
I'd walk over to her bed. I'd go to her bed when I was out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd work with her subconscious mind.
I see. I think Justin had in mind something more physical than that. Justin, correct me if you're wrong. If you could indeed, in the out-of-body state, go into the presence of somebody and do something physical... that they could react to in the physical level. Is that what you were meaning, Justin? Well, let me punch you in, Justin. You still there?
Yeah. Basically, to find out, you know, if you can avert some disaster that's going to happen to people, you know, if you can intervene and, you know, save people or do something to...
In other words, an actual physical activity that you... something that you in the out-of-body state could do in a physical way.
Yeah, you know.
All right, that was the question. Guys, can that be done?
Yeah, it can be done. But you really got to have you really got to be a powerful person out of the body in order to do it.
It doesn't happen very easy, let's put it that way.
Right.
Okay, Justin?
All right.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, fellas.
Thank you for waiting on there.
Hey, it's no problem. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have Constantine. Hello, Constantine.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Super.
Great. Gentlemen, this is a two-part question. First, how can you be sure that when you're having an out-of-body experience, it's not just living out a fantasy that you're desperately trying to experience, and if it's not that, it's truly reality. Secondly, if it is possible, how could I go about achieving that experience?
Good question, and I'd like that answer myself.
Well, that's the thing that I started out with, and it took me 3 years to prove that answer to myself. Because before I met Jerry, I had been projecting out of the body. I didn't know it at the time, but that's what I was doing, for 2 or 3 years at a rate of about once per month. But I couldn't get myself convinced that this is what was actually happening. I thought I was, I called it playing with dreams or maybe an advanced dream state.
Right.
But, so after I met Jerry, one of the tests that I went through was I was going to project over to his house and have a conversation with him out of the body. Because he told me once that, unlike most people, he's conscious all night long, whereas most people who go to sleep at night turn their minds off and don't remember anything when they wake up in the morning. So I thought I'd put that claim to a test. So what I did is when I had one of these occurrences take place, I pushed myself and over to Jerry's house. And it was kind of an exciting trip for me because it was the first time that I was ever out of the body that length of time. And also, it was the furthest trip I had made to date. And I actually flew over to his house above the clouds.
May I ask a quick question here?
Yes.
While you were experiencing that, did you ever, for one moment, think, and please don't take this wrong, but did you ever for one moment think that it wasn't happening and you might be going crazy?
Exactly.
And because if that experience ever happened to me suddenly out of nowhere, I'm sure that if I had any moment of sanity, I'd lock myself up somewhere. It's not something that we're taught to believe in from children.
Right. In fact, as I was going over there, I fly airplanes, and I was actually above the clouds just watching the wisps of the clouds go by, and I looked around, and I thought, now, how can't this be real?
Hmm.
And I landed about two blocks from Jerry's house and started walking in his direction, and about 50 feet ahead of me was this girl who was also walking in the same direction I was. And I was walking pretty fast because I wanted to get there before the experience faded. And as I passed the girl, I took a real close look at her. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I don't know what's going on. I got here about a week ago because I died of pneumonia. And anyway, I finally got to Jerry's house, and he was sitting by the organ bench, and I was standing in the middle of the room, and his wife was there. And he turned around and he says, well, you finally made it. And we both shook hands and we talked a minute or two about being out of the body. And finally, I said, now, I have to go. I'll call you tomorrow. So I left, found myself, went back home again. I flew back home again, got back in the body, and I wrote everything down. And
did you need somebody to contact and actually verify the fact that this happened? I mean, did you just buy it yourself, or did you
really
have to get
some verification?
In other words,
this was my experience that happened.
Pardon me?
So when I called Jerry up the next day, I asked him a series of questions. We got together, and I said, now, Jerry, I said I was here last night. Do you remember that? He said, yeah. Of course, that didn't convince me. So I said, where was I standing when you first saw me? And he says, well, you were standing in the middle of the living room. And I says, well, where were you? And he says, oh, I was on the organ bench. And I asked him if his wife was around. He says, yeah, she was standing next to me. And so all the questions, all the experiences that I had, he verified, and there was just no way that he knew about it beforehand.
So that proved to you that it wasn't just living
that
out of fantasy.
That proved to me that something was going on than just dreaming, yeah.
Hmm. Second part of the question, if I have the guts to try, how would I go about achieving an out-of-body experience? Is there a process or some type of meditation or something that I could do to prepare myself for this journey?
Well, we do have a real nice course for you to follow. We publish a course that we give out a set of instructions each month for 6 months. And if you follow these, by the end of 6 months, you should have a pretty fair idea in what you have to do to get yourself out of the body.
Could you briefly describe to me what some of the steps are that have to be taken? Is it meditation? Is it just getting a more conscious contact with
right,
God?
Right, meditation and relaxation will be part of it. And as I look back, because I've been projecting for about 10 years now, and as I look back, I think the most important part in getting yourself started in this is to remember the different experiences and episodes that happen to you at night when you're sleeping, especially if you have a real clear dream. Because I remember I used to ask myself, now, after I would wake up after having a real vivid experience at night in a dream, now, how is it that I'm able to see something when my physical eyes are shut and I'm fast asleep? And use that as your starting point.
Hmm. I have had experiences where I was thinking I was about to wake up from a dream, being very aware of the fact consciously that I was still dreaming, and it was almost like it was two people thinking and doing at the same time. Is that the beginning?
Right, that is the beginning.
Of an out-of-body experience?
That's the beginning, right.
Hmm.
Yeah, Constantine, you're close.
I'm close.
Right.
And I'm very envious.
Well, if I ever get it working, Bill, I'll try to come down and visit you whenever I have a chance.
Okay.
Maybe we can discuss it right over the air.
All right.
Gentlemen, thank you for your answers.
All right, Constantine, thank you for checking in with us tonight.
Thank you.
Do you still feel up to making a trip tonight, Jerry?
Well, we got 2 hours yet.
Hey, Bill?
Yeah.
The reason I'm not talking much, I'm getting myself relaxed here.
Oh, okay, so you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Okay. That'll be just fascinating if you can do that. We're dealing with the out-of-body experience tonight with Jerry Gross and Jim Voigt. Jerry is getting himself relaxed because we just tossed something at him at the top of the show, did not check with him in front of him. And he could have certainly said that this is not the time, but he's going to give it a shot. Or he's relaxing to see if he can give it a shot. And that's to journey all the way from St. Paul, Minnesota, tour the studio, tell us what it's like here. We'll go back and get back on the phone and tell us what it's like here. Whatever he's seen, we'll be extremely honest with you. And just a little bit of something for a Saturday night, a low-stress Saturday night in Los Angeles, as we try to explore a little bit more of this enormously fascinating subject, going out of body, on Talk Radio 79, KABC.
In 1760...
Thank you. I was very much interested in Jerry's first comment about being a part of the creator. It seems to me that the main point of all this out-of-body thing would be just this thing of being realizing you're a part of unity consciousness or a part of the unity. Is that what you see the main purpose of it, Jerry, or not?
Yes, I do. You're right on that. That we're part of this consciousness of the whole universe.
Okay. I have never experienced, I know I've been out of body, but I've never consciously been aware of being out of body like you people talk about it. And the reason I didn't think that it was of itself was important as a phenomenon. To me, the important thing is of course, to obtain unity consciousness no matter what way you do it. And I feel probably there are other ways. What do you say to that?
Yeah, there are other ways, but now you got to take in consideration that was one of the keys that were given to us to find this unity.
Right.
And maybe everybody else, different people, march to different drummers. Maybe this isn't their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but I found that this key that I got to open myself to get out, I had it all my life. So it must have been put there for a purpose.
Right.
And I feel
I told him to call. Tell him in a few moments, about 10:30 or so, I'll get to him, so just to hang on.
I feel as though that everybody should know how to unlock that key, unlock that lock, so they can experience the same things that I'm doing.
Okay, I am very much aware of my dreams every day. In fact, I usually record them every morning. But I don't seem to get an association in those dreams of unity consciousness. I get some feeling of guidance of what I'm supposed to do, but not the feeling of unity consciousness.
You feel that way?
Well, in other words, I'm aware of dreams.
Right.
And I feel that it's some part of guidance to guide my life, you know, to govern my actions of the day, but I don't get any sense of unity consciousness in it.
Well, this whole process is a process of waking up, so in a sense, your eyelids are just flickering open now,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to bring more and more of your mind to bear on what it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that feeling will start to come out.
So I just got to keep at it, what you're saying.
Practice.
Right.
That's the key right there, practicing.
Keep practicing, working on it.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll get the dope on your course, and we'll go from there.
Sounds like you're making some good steps there, Roger.
Well, I feel good. Of course, I've only been at it for, what, a half a million or a million or 2 years?
Well,
you know.
But you're making me jealous.
Well, I think it's there, and my hunch is, little old Bill, you're just fighting it. Okay.
You know, the whole problem is, in the life before, Bill, you probably were a whiz at this.
Well, I was told.
And now this life here's something
I was told by a transmedium that I used to terrorize things over there, and I got a traffic ticket, and I have been grounded. So I terrorize everybody on the physical level. Now, that may have been some sort of a metaphor, but I have fun with it anyway.
Well, I think another point is, which utterly amazed me, I was reading Ken Wilber's book, No Boundary, and his point is, he said, basically, all of us are always fighting uniconsciousness because the fact is we might lose our little ego.
Well, we probably
that's
would.
Right.
And I think that's probably part of it, probably the main part of the whole thing. What do you think, Jerry?
I think you hit a real good point right there. People are scared to lose it.
Yeah. We lose our ego, God, we don't anything. Of course, we get everything.
See, people, I think some two people are afraid they're going to lose their identity.
Yeah.
And that scares them.
Right.
Going to lose something instead of gain something.
Right.
Well,
they only know what they can gain from it.
Tell me a little about what you feel you've gained, your experience, what you have perceived or gained, so we can get more encouragement.
Good question, Roger.
Well, what I gained, it take me hours. But everything that happens in this world doesn't mean much to me no more, you know. Because I know there's a purpose for everything.
Right.
And it doesn't excite me. I never feel sorry because I know it's there for a purpose. I feel like I look into the universe. I always go feel I got so much more coming that I don't have time to look back. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it just seems like every morning when I wake up, I feel I got to accomplish something today because I gotta go on.
Yep.
And ever since I've been doing this, this is just the way my whole life would go. And then to make everything easier by going this way, I have no material problems.
Yeah.
It
right.
Seems like everything just fits in place that I can carry on what I want to do.
Right.
Well, there's a good enough motivation to get anybody started.
Anybody going? Sure.
Okay, Roger.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Appreciate the questions, and they were good ones.
Thank you. My pleasure. Good talk to you.
It's Open Mind. I'm Bill Jenkins. Some other uses for the out-of-body experience, perhaps, guys, that could be well used on this side of the level, or of life, and that is using the ability of the out-of-body traveler to do some things for us in physical life that we physically cannot do ourselves. Like law enforcement. Have you thought about that?
Jim, you want to take that? Well, law enforcement is something that we haven't gotten into much at all. But just as far as the practical matters go, here some months ago, my dad mentioned that he was wondering whether the water in the well that we have out in back was starting to go down at all. So what I did is I projected out of the body. And I went out in the backyard and went over to the well, and I followed the pipe down into the ground. And as I was following this pipe down, I kind of measured off with my arms just how far down I was going to see what the level of water was that was down there yet, whether it was going up or down or whether we're going to run out of water or what was taking place. And I got down about 20 feet, and all of a sudden, I had plenty of water, so I know that there wasn't any difficulty there. Of course, I didn't tell my dad I did this, but I knew he didn't have anything to worry about.
Well, there is a group here in the Los Angeles area, the United Sensitives of America. They have guested on the show. These include psychics and transmediums and all of those that are involved in what we'd call, I guess, the psychic arts. And we have one of their representatives on the phone right now, Mr. Fred Hansen. Fred?
Yes, Bill, thank you very much. And Mr. Gross, Mr. Voigt, I have a give you a little more background. And again, thanks, Bill, for the lead-in. But I am a psychic, and the organization that I represent, which you'd mentioned, called United Sensitive America, it is right now is a fairly small unit, but we're all citizens that are interested in helping the police in whatever way we can. Now, my question In fact, we've been somewhat successful and have built some sort of some semblance of a credibility in some law enforcement areas. But my interest, and I'm sure all of our interests are, in the use of out of body in crime. Needless to say, I would like at this point, before I ask my first question, is I would like to have, if I may, have any people that Terry Gross or Jim Voigt might know out here in Los Angeles that they could, you know, which I left them a number, they could probably give us a call. But we'd be interested in talking to any of them here or any of those people in the audience who can go out of body. But we've been arrested naturally at will, and you can understand the reason for that. Now, we've been, as I said, been very somewhat fortunate and have been pulling a very fine team together. But we'd like to know what, in essence, what they might have to say in reference to this.
Well, I worked with the St. Paul police on one occasion where
could you speak up just a little bit there, Jerry?
Yeah, I worked with the St. Paul Police Department where one girl was murdered, and I projected out, and I had this new newspaper reporter with me. And we pointed out to her where the body was. They never did, and they found the body there. But as far as going in up here in Minnesota, it's not just right yet to work with the police. You know what I mean?
But you can see that there would be valuable work.
Oh, real good. I hear that all the time. We should get a group like that going all over the country.
Well, that's the idea. If I may interject here. That's the idea. We've been with this 6 years now. This isn't just a new organization.
I think I seen a piece of you. Were you on television?
Well, we've been pretty much anonymous, and that's the way we actually would like to stay, really. But I asked Bill if we could talk with you in reference to you knowing anyone here in the Los Angeles area, or. As I said, to reiterate, those people in the Los Angeles area who might be able to do out-of-body at will, but who would have to be naturally interested in the negativity factor of which we're all aware, and that is of going into a residence possibly that may have that negative value. What would you say in reference to that?
Well, I have a lot of people in that area there taking my course. And I get letters from them that they can astral project now, and I'd be glad to drop a note to get in touch with you.
Well, why don't we do that? Great.
Why don't we do two things, Jerry?
Yes.
First of all, it would be very kind of you to drop a note to your correspondents out here that have indicated that they now have gotten to where they can do the out-of-body very well. And those that may be listening who would be interested in doing something rather valuable for their community and involving themselves in some valuable research, and perhaps some investigation that is well controlled, contacting United Sensitives of America. Fred, what's your number?
Oh, great. That's fine. It's 213 area. It's 658-6588. And it's a natural. I will be here all day tomorrow waiting for calls if I can give one other number. May I, Bill?
Sure.
Okay. It's 818-954-84. 5-8. And may I just say in closing, and when you set up Mr. Voigt and Mr. Gross for your experiment, this may also be is very much of an interest, I'm sure, to United Sensitives of America and to psychics that are in our field, in the security field. I would like to be either used in any way, as many as you would like to use, Bill, that's between the two of you. I would like to be a beacon for you, or I especially would like to feel your presence, if you will. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
You mean in a psychic way?
That's correct.
All right, well, we'll get up. Too bad you're not down here now because Jerry's going to come see us.
That's what I was going to... I was worried about. I was wondering, okay, that's if not, Bill, then maybe the next time, all right?
All right.
I want to thank you very much for your time and your consideration.
Well, congratulations to you and your group, Fred. It's been a long, hard battle for these concerned citizens. We do work anonymously. I've gone through the birth pains with them over the years. And it is growing, and I'm so delighted to see it happening.
God bless you, and it's thanks to you that we are growing. God bless.
No, it's thanks to your hard work, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind on a Saturday night. The question, the information, the fascination lies with the out-of-body experience that you do all of the time, evidently. You may not remember it, but you do. And we're talking to two people who are quite proficient in this particular function of this complex known as the physical spiritual being, this human that we are. And we have a lot of questions lined up. We'll get to those in just a moment on Talk Radio 79 KABC.
You don't...
And the ears are pointed. Do you have any idea what they look like? In other words, they got pointed ears like Mr. Spock on Star Trek. So I wondered if it was copied from that.
Do you have any idea how tall this individual is?